Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome. I'm Phil Sansom, and this week I'll be computing this question from listener Ellie.
How do zip files work on my computer?
Those are files that end in the letters .zip, and to do anything with them, you have to first click a button that says extract, and somehow out come a new set of files. What on earth is going on? Well, here's how research data scientist Peter Foster sees it.
A zip file is a convenient way to bundle up one or more files with the seemingly magical property that its contents are shrunk in size, but no information is lost. The zip file ends up requiring fewer bytes of storage space compared to the files that we can extract from it. In this sense, zip files are all about data compression.
Without lovely compression, we could be drowning in data. Watching an uncompressed, high-definition video could easily burn through your whole monthly mobile data plan in a single second. But thanks to compression, watching YouTube on your phone could still leave gigabytes to spare. And this isn't just for computers.
We all use our own kind of data compression when we use text speak, for example, acronyms and abbreviations to shorten our messages. This works if the recipient knows the meaning behind the text speak. If you wanted to be 100% certain that the person you're texting can decode your texts, you'd send them all the text speak definitions you're using in advance through a carefully chosen dictionary.
This kind of dictionary would tell you that LOL is code for laughing out loud, for example, but it could also use custom abbreviations for phrases that appear a lot in your specific message. And with the right abbreviations, the overall coded message, plus dictionary, could be much, much shorter.
In a similar way, zip files are encoded versions of the files that they contain, interspersed with dictionary entries, which together allow us to decode the files. The abbreviations can represent sequences of data of any length, for example, strings of characters.
In other words, compression is all about finding and exploiting patterns in data. No patterns, no compression.
If you tried to zip up a file which contained only randomly generated data, you'd need to be extremely lucky to see any shrinkage in the zipped version.
And so we have today's zip files.
By the way, the zip file is an example of lossless data compression, which simply means without loss of information, but it's also worth mentioning that there are other types of compression which are lossy, like JPEG for images or MP3 for audio.
And that last one is probably how you're hearing me now. Thanks very much to Peter Foster from the Alan Turing Institute. Next time, we're answering this question, and don't let it bug you, from listener Jeffrey.
We've had a cold and snowy winter, and I've had to shovel my driveway every few days. We had a fly in our house, and I was curious if it survived the cold somehow or recently hatched.
What do flies do in winter? If you can answer this question, come on over to our forum, nakedscientists.com/forum. Or if you'd like to ask a question of your own, email chris@nakedscientists.com. I've been Phil Sansom, and until next time, take care and goodbye.
Music in the programme is sponsored by Epidemic Sound, perfect music for audio and video productions.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.